Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting 7th. The DH, Chris Hoyles. Batting 8th. The left fielder, David Segui. Batting 9th. The right fielder, Brady Anderson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive for a single. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Ripken moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Munoz. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Munoz steals second. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarulo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken catches it and throws to second with Ripken covering, to double up Munoz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles strikes out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Segui hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. There goes Segui. The throw from Harper to Newman, and Segui is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newman. The throw from Melvin and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Milligan moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Milligan moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball four. Harbeck moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to third. Davis moves to second. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch misplays the ball. That's an error on Knobloch. Anderson moves to third. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive off the glove of Milligan, and into shallow right field. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagliarulo moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Pagliarulo scores. Newman moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Newman moves to third. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Newman scores. 2 outs. It's Twins, 3, Orioles, 3. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milwaukee fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seghi. Harper reaches second base with a double. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munoz strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pagliarulo takes first base on ball 4. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seghi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Seghi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Seghi. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Devereaux moves to third. One out. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball towards right. Munoz catches it and throws to home to double up Devereaux. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive for a single. Dan Glatton pinch runs for Brian Harper. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munoz bunts towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Glatton moves to second. One out. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Mike Pagliarulo. Mark Williamson now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glatton moves to third. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Newman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glatton scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing right field. Dan Glatton now playing left field. Junior Ortiz now catching. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Al Newman no Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milligan moves to third. Sam Horn pinch hits for Chris Hoyles. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ernie Witt now catching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack strikes out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got one RBI. Puckett bunts for a single. Mack moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Segui is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Juan Bell pinch runs for David Segui. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bell moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Devereaux bunts towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Anderson moves to second. One out. Joe Orsulak pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulak hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken is walked intentionally. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Milligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. Ripken goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.